The executive director of the Swine Health Information Center says the quicker an investigation into a potential emerging disease outbreak can begin, the greater its chance of success. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center's Rapid Response Initiative was created to speed up the response to potential emerging disease outbreaks and help identify and correct the biosecurity gaps that allowed a farm to become infected. CHIC Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg explains, the further you move from the start of an outbreak, the colder the trail becomes.
We have six areas in the U.S., and when we get a notice from diagnostic labs, from veterinarians, from producers, that there's something going on here that we want to investigate, that we think this is an emerging issue, something happening on this farm that could be an emerging disease, and it's worth investigating how it got there. And that's really the objective. When that happens, these phone calls happen right away. The goal is within 72 hours, we'll be out on the farm helping that producer to look at the biosecurity and look at the things that allowed this outbreak to happen. One of the things I want to stress is that this is good as an emerging disease tool, but in the instance, for example, of African swine fever, classical swine fever, or foot and mouth disease, those are USDA controlled. And so we won't get involved with those kinds of foreign animal disease outbreaks until there's a policy change from USDA, which would mean that that disease most likely is endemic in the U.S. Then as we go into an eradication program, this program might be helpful in that instance as well.
Dr. Sundberg notes the six regions are small enough to allow investigators to be on site within 72 hours of being invited by the affected producer to determine the pathways by which an emerging disease made entry and come up with recommendations to prevent future lapses and keep the infection from reaching other swine units. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.